Obama didn't have the massive volunteer army that we have. We have enough money to be up on TV in all the states needed to win.
President Trump has a rally in North Carolina this evening. Pope Francis publicly endorses same-sex civil unions in a documentary about him premiering today at the Rome Film Festival. He'd endorsed them before, but not as Pope. He says homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery City Council voted unanimously Tuesday night to pass an ordinance that would establish provisions and requirements for opening package stores. The ordinance was supported by many neighborhood associations in South and West Montgomery. The city of Prattville is holding a food drive for families displaced by an apartment fire last weekend. Donations can be made at Prattville City Hall or at the Autauga Interfaith Care Center through November 1st. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama is now topping 153,000. More than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,600 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran-founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Tweak Week Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. Also, the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card drawing. We do that on Thursday, and we do the Tweak Week Farm Market on Friday. Papa B, hang on for me. Let me go to John Williams with Mortgage Corporation of the South. John, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I need to ask a favor of you.
Bring it on.
Okay, I had someone who was a vet, was asking me about your VA program. I explained it to him. He said, do you think you can get John to do that on your show for me? I said, I think I can, but I think everything he's going to tell you, I just told you. He said, I would prefer to hear it from John.
Well, I can certainly do that.
No offense, but I prefer to hear from John.
Well, you know, and he would probably rather hear you talk about politics and all the things you do
there
than
you
me.
Go.
So, you know what? It's all good.
Well, let me tell you something. I do not insult easily, so thank God for that.
That's good stuff. Okay, we'll certainly talk about that. And it's really a popular thing. The VA IRRL, that's IRRL, it stands for Interest Rate Reduction Loan, okay? It's a program that the VA's come out with, and it's really to take care of those veterans out there that have mortgage loans. And unlike a normal refinance for a lower rate, if you're a veteran and you have a VA loan currently on the home that is your primary residence, you can go through basically a very streamlined process to get a lower interest rate. And it works like this. You just call me up. I get a little bit of information about the mortgage that you have now and your interest rate. I plug it in a system here, and I can tell you what the new rate will be, how much you'll save on your interest and monthly payments, and then we do a few things and go right to closing. There's no appraisal needed. There's no income verification needed. It is just it's the easiest program we have in the house, and it's fast. So that's what that's about, the interest rate reduction loan, and we're seeing interest rates now down lower than 3%. It just depends on the loan amount and several things, but interest rates are in the twos now, so if your friend has a rate up above 3, then we certainly ought to talk about it, and we can run it and tell him how much he can save, and then he can be the one to make the decision on whether he wants to go forward or not. So that's how it works.
Next question, are there any out-of-pocket expenses?
None. It's all in the loan.
How fast is your typical one?
About 12 days.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Start to finish. Yep.
So they don't have to go get a wheelbarrow and throw a bunch of paper and go up the mountain with it.
Nope.
And all that kind of stuff.
Nope. It's easy. Streamline and easy. We take care of everything right here. We just collect the information and gather and do it. And that way then, you know, it's not on the homeowner to have to go and do all that stuff. Uh-huh. I tell you, it's easy. It really is.
Okay, VA folks, 567-9000. You need to call them now. And this is the simplest thing in the world, and it sounds like it's a huge money saver.
It is, and a lot of folks are taking advantage of it. That's right. As Dan said, 567-9000 is the number right here in Wetumpka, 567-9000. Mortgage Corporation of the South, the Mortgage and Loan Center on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, now celebrating 25 years in business right here in Wetumpka. Company NMLS numbers 232876, Equal Housing Lender. Y'all carry on, have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk again about this same time tomorrow and give away a gift card.
Now, I'm excited about that. John, thank you for doing that for me. I know they appreciated it.
You got it, my friend. Have a good one. Talk to you soon, Dan. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Papa-bee, papa-bee.
Dan and Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing great, feeling fresh after.
I know. Let me tell you, he sends me pictures of him down at the beach. It's 85 degrees, and let me tell you something. The one thing I noticed, there weren't many people on the beach.
Not many people at all. It's just beautiful, and I think we've talked about it before. But October is my favorite time to go.
It is my favorite time also.
And just had a beautiful time down there with my lovely bride, Mama T. And so, you know, hung out for a while and listened to the Dan Morris Show on the beach.
And then she cut you off, right?
Right.
What is the name of the place that is when you walk out of the Pelican Beach, you go to your right, and they have the best amberjack sandwiches and it's a bar restaurant, and they have the windows opened up, and you it's just a great place. But I cannot remember the name of it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Dan, no, I don't. This is only the second time we've been to Destin in forever, so we're still getting to know the place down there. And you know, there's some great places to eat, of course, but Beauchamp's is where we go, the Crab Trap, AJ's. There was one that we went to that I won't ever go back to, and I'm just not going to mention the name.
Go ahead.
Well, it was Floyd's, okay?
Yeah. Well, I tell you the thing to look for is when you go down this time of the year, go to a place like Marina Cafe. They do buy one entree, you get the second one free, and they also have 99-cent martinis. I know. Mrs. B may like that. And then the Ocean Club is another one. They have great specials this time of the year.
Yeah. But anyway, what I want to talk about today is how you feel about the down ballot now with the House of Representatives. I'm thinking that Trump is, you know, kind of getting back on track here, and I feel a lot better now than I did a few weeks ago about his chances. You know, the House of Representatives, we had kind of had, I guess I thought, had some positive thoughts about it early on, 6 months ago. But now I'm not so sure. What do you think about the House of Representatives flipping the Republican?
Well, you have a couple of problems, and one is California. And the 7 House seats we lost, there are 6 that are main targets there. And can the Republican Party do an equal job to the Dems on ballot harvesting? Because that's how we lost the 7 seats. We've won one of them back. And so there's 6 now that are targeted. And if we can get those back, because the Republicans are doing a better job than they've ever done, because they did a crappy job in 2018, then you've got the race in New Jersey, which is the Democrat flip Republican, and he's in a very, very tight race. But former Governor Keene's grandson, is running for Congress, and he may flip a seat there. And the Keene name is pretty big in New Jersey among Republicans and independents.
How is the Trump campaign having an effect, if any, on the House race? Dan,
that's a great question. I tell you what they're doing is they are, because they want to win the House, they're going in and micro-targeting, for example, in California. They are working with the Republican National Congressional Committee on micro-targeting to make sure that the person is registered to vote, number one. Number two, that they voted or they've gotten a ballot and they've turned it in. And they are micro-tracking those, and they're tracking them in those 6 key congressional seats. So it's going to do an overlay. They're not worried about the rest of California. They're worried about those House seats. They're doing the same thing in Iowa for 2 congressional seats that we lost last time that we're trying to win back.
Do you think, what measures do you think that a Trump administration, if he's reelected, will have on voter ID nationwide, cleaning up the process nationwide, and what other effects do you think, you know, on the state level that the Trump presidency would have?
Well, here's something that and me, as my conservative roots here, an election is not a national election. It is a state election. Yeah. The problem isn't that we don't have enough regulation across the nation. Is what we do is we have people who don't give a damn in certain states, California being one of the biggest, New Jersey being another one, New York, another, Illinois. We won't even talk about those guys.
Yeah, but no doubt.
You've got to solve the problem on a statewide level. Here's an interesting one. Do you remember in Paris, the guy came in that was a terrorist who had the machine gun and was going to start killing the people on the train? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
And there were three guys who were on board that train who took the guy out, you remember? And they got their belts and tied them up. One of those guys is running for Congress in Oregon.
Oh, yeah,
and he is killing it. And they are now, Trump had not done a lot of stuff because there was not a need to in Oregon. They're focused like a laser on that congressional district. Don't be surprised if DeFazio, who is the biggest AH you've ever met in your life, I mean, this guy is, he's jerk a la mode. He is the most obnoxious, has been there forever. Don't be surprised that this guy doesn't get unseated by this young guy who's a Republican.
Yeah, and on the Senate side, there's that really sharp guy up in
Michigan.
Minnesota, I believe. Michigan.
Jones.
Right. It looks like he's got some sort of a chance there.
Yeah, if Trump can win Michigan by a larger number than he won Michigan before, and I'm talking about in the 3, 4, 5 percentile, that guy will win. And you're going to see an emphasis on Michigan that's going to be pretty strong the last week.
Wouldn't it be great to get another Senate seat out of that? That would be fantastic.
That would be outstanding. And let me tell you what, that would make old Schumer go a little crazy.
Would it not?
If you picked up two and lost three.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, all right. Thank you for letting me call in.
I want you to send Collins a Maine your donation for her U.S. Senate seat.
I don't know if she has a cat stance now.
Well, she's closed the polls up quite a bit. But in using the Joey Clark method of the best-looking female wins, Susan Collins does not win. Her opponent is very striking. And I tell you what, one who's not striking is Mitch McConnell's opponent, who is a military person and seems a little...
Well, and Dan, you keep gendering my theory, all right? It applies to men, too. But if you really got to get down to it, you got to be detached and dispassionate about it. Mitch McConnell's better looking.
Have you seen her? She is about as butch as you can be. God.
Ooh, that is bad.
Yeah, he reminds me of Aunt Bea. It's kind of wholesome.
My neck, even after the all the radiation, is not as big as hers.
Oh, Lordy.
Just real quick, is the corruption line, the corruption story of Biden and the Democrats in general, is it having any effect
on the
Senate and the House races?
At all. No, I tell you where it's having an effect is in the states that he is going to, where he is owning the media, such as Arizona, and is helping McSally out.
Okay.
So it's helping Trump and helping McSally. Now, if you see Trump show up in Colorado, which I don't suspect he will, but if you see him show up in Colorado, that would be interesting. But I think it's going to help in Michigan with Jones because Perdue is a Democrat through and through and part of the swamp, and I think Jones has got a great argument to take him out.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks a lot for taking my call, enjoying the show as usual.
Always a pleasure, Poppy B. You have a great one. Going to be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Gender
download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase before October 31st and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their arts and crafts and pumpkin festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Ah, yes. Let me, finish out with this, and I love this song, by the way.
Oh, me too.
Everybody's high on consolation. Everybody's trying to tell me what.
You can never realize that they didn't get along with how well their music sounds together. Let's do the voter turnout numbers in the last segment here. Interesting.
One other factor, real quickly, is the fact that so many colleges are not in-person learning. And so somebody who historically might be at Harvard this year is back home in Ohio or Indiana or something like that. How is that going to impact, you think, the numbers that we see 2 weeks from today?
Well, it's going to have an impact because those students are not actually mailing in early voting ballots or absentee ballots right now. They're likely to vote in home, at home, in their home state. And so you're going to see an influx of college students voting in their home state as opposed to the mail-in. That's going to skew the numbers. And I think overall, we've got, what, less than 2 weeks to go. If you have a ballot and you're sitting on it, it's not doing any good for you at home. Get it in, make a plan to vote, and make sure we're prepared on November 3rd.
Interestingly, one of the states that that really has an impact on is North Carolina. Another one is South Carolina. North Carolina and South Carolina have a lot of little small colleges, like the one I went to. Like, you have Wofford College, you have Trinity, you have Presbyterian. In North Carolina, you have NC State, Chapel Hill, Duke. Those are not huge colleges. Wake Forest, not a big school. And where are those people? And are they sitting in Durham, or are they sitting in another state where their vote could really matter in Durham, where it may not matter if they're from, say, Virginia type thing? So I think that's going to be an interesting card to look at. And I've never seen anybody kind of talk about that subject, but to me, it's an interesting one because I like that kind of stuff. You know me. Let's see here. Ted Cruz was nailing it today on the Hunter Biden saga and what we know. Listen in.
There seems to be a lot we know, a lot we're learning about this story. Now the FBI has this laptop. The FBI and the DOJ seem to be in agreement with DNI Ratcliffe that this is not some part of a Russian disinformation campaign. But there's a lot the American people don't understand about this story. What do they need to know?
Well, one of the most striking things is what Joe Biden isn't saying. So Joe Biden has not denied that this is, in fact, his son Hunter Biden's laptops. Joe Biden has not denied that these emails are real. Joe Biden has not denied that he personally met with the Ukrainian oligarch that he had repeatedly sworn up and down he'd never met with. Joe Biden has not denied that Communist China offered him millions of dollars to do business with them. Right now, the Biden strategy is count on the press and count on big tech to protect him from answering even basic questions. And I'll tell you, last week when it came to big tech, we saw a major transformation. For years, we've seen a growing problem of big tech censoring citizens from speaking online. Last week, big tech took another step, a huge step, and they're now censoring the press. They're censoring the media. In particular, they blocked the New York Post, which has the fourth highest circulation of any newspaper in America. They blocked the New York Post from circulating, or any American from posting, two blockbuster stories alleging evidence of corruption by Joe Biden. That is a serious, serious abuse of power by big tech trying to silence the press.
Okay. So what he did is he's talked about the things that he's not saying. Joey, go to the clip I sent you, if you wouldn't mind, please. And this is what Joe Biden is saying here. You're going to have to take it off the mute.
Garbage Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. And the vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all. I never take anything for granted.
Now, when this is what Joe Biden's problem is. He overextends things. He overexplains. He overestimates. The vast majority of the intel community didn't say crap about this. The head of DNI and the FBI said it is not part of a Russian, you know, propaganda campaign.
Right.
And this is where he gets into trouble. He'll say something like that, and I think that Donald Trump is going to hit him on that. He's going to say, you said the vast majority of the intel community, the vast majority didn't say squat about this. A bunch of your friends did, a bunch of folks that are, I think, will be in a lot of trouble from the Obama administration did, but the vast majority didn't. The head of DNI said it's not Russia propaganda. The head of the FBI said the laptop is real. It is not Russian plant, and I think he's going to shut him down on that thing. That's where he overextends, and he goes a little too far, and he ends up in trouble. Have you noticed how, in looking at him, see the picture of him?
Yeah.
Have you noticed how his eyes get kind of squinty now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's got... The old man factor is really...
Yeah, that thousand-yard stare.
Yeah, it just... I really noticed it when they were playing back some of the stuff saying that he's not doing campaign events, and they kept going back to the Ohio whatever event, and he just did not look good.
Well, and I've even noticed people who are supporting Biden are like, yes, I want a boring president. Please, a boring president. Like, people are kind of admitting this guy is... I don't know. Joe Biden's never been this great, you know, thrilling politician. Probably charming guy in person, I'd imagine. At least the stories say so. But
only if he kisses you.
Yeah. But recently, the performances, including that first debate, I think it was Trump's error more than Biden's win, even in that first debate.
Yeah, I think that if Trump would have just been quiet, I think Joe Biden would have stepped on his own, you know what. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show back after this. Now I can see love taking her toll on me. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are.
I have a picture pinned to my wall.
Excuse me.
An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
Let's go back to Ted Cruz, and now he's going to be talking about this Wall Street Journal editorial, and what she's going to do is read part of it to him, then he's going to comment on it. Listen to how blistering this is.
The Wall Street Journal editorial board takes this up in a piece this morning, pointing out the obvious, the media ignoring the emails found on the Hunter Biden laptop, et cetera. The Biden's in China business, it writes. The story won't go away without explanation, even if the Veep wins. So while it's being ignored, it makes the case that there's going to be big questions that have to be answered by a potential President Biden if he does win this election. The editorial board writes this, Senator. Joe Biden ought to clear the air on this China business in his own political interest. Is he the big guy in the email? What happened with the deal? China will be one of Mr. Biden's toughest foreign policy challenges, and the unexplained documents won't go away once he's elected. If Republicans hold the Senate, you can bet there will be more digging. So, Senator, tell us about that. If Joe Biden wins the presidency, how would a Republican-led Senate, if it stays that way, how would it proceed?
Well, look, all of those questions need to be asked. I'm glad the Journal is asking them. The traveling press corps with Joe Biden, they're not asking them. Although, to be honest, it's very hard to ask it of someone who's hiding in their basement and doesn't take questions from the press. Look, we know, let's take the China piece of it. If the emails are true, and by the way, if the emails aren't true, which the Biden campaign has not alleged that the emails are fake, if they're fake, let someone put the evidence out. Obviously, we want to know if they're fake, but there's no allegation they're fake. If they're true, Fox News has reported from sources that the big guy referred to in the emails is Joe Biden himself. And this is an important point. This whole issue is not about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, by all appearances, has led a very troubled life and a challenging life. This whole inquiry is about Joe Biden, who wants to be president of the United States, and about whether Joe Biden was personally corrupt. The China emails are offering to pay over $1 million to the big guy, to Joe Biden himself, cash in his bank account. And the questions the Journal asked right there, did the deal go through? Did he take the money? How much money did Joe Biden take from communist China? What did he do for it? Those questions, to the best of my knowledge, haven't even been asked, much less answered. You know, ABC had Joe Biden on for a town hall the day after these stories broke. They didn't ask a single question. Whether he had received millions from communist China and what he'd done in exchange for that, apparently couldn't get in the way of their political effort to try to defeat Donald Trump and elect a Democrat president.
Ted's getting better with age. It's the beard. He's really come a long way.
I agree.
He, though this is a little out of what we're talking about here, but let me get Ted Cruz talking about tech stifling free speech.
You now want to subpoena these technology executives. You have big questions for them. But, Senator, you know these companies are worth billions of dollars in market cap. I mean, you look at Google, $1 trillion. What kind of fight are you up for, knowing that they've got big guns behind anything that you and other senators bring?
Well, this is a fight I've been in for a long time. I think big tech poses the single largest threat to free speech and democracy in America. Their power keeps growing and growing and growing. I'm very glad to see the Department of Justice moving this week to bring an antitrust lawsuit against Google. Google is worth over $1 trillion. They've got $120 billion just sitting around in cash. And they use and abuse their monopoly position, number one, to enrich themselves at everyone else's expense, but number two, when it comes to politics, to silence American citizens and now to censor the media. If you look at what Twitter did, if you or I or anybody tried to tweet either of these New York Post stories laying out evidence of Joe Biden's corruption, your tweet would be blocked. You'd get a warning sign that says this is potentially harmful. They went even further than that, and they blocked the New York Post itself from posting their own stories. You know, Sandra, I've got a brand new book that came out 3 weeks ago that's called One Vote Away: How a Single Supreme Court Seat Can Change History. And there's an entire chapter in the book One Vote Away about free speech and about the efforts of the left, of today's Democrats, to go after free speech, to prohibit you speaking on politics. Did you know that every single Senate Democrat voted to amend the Constitution to restrict the free speech protections of American citizens? That's what their agenda is, and big tech is their willing henchmen. And whether or not you agree with big tech's politics, who in their right mind would want a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires, American oligarchs, having total monopoly control over who's allowed to speak, what media is allowed to report, what stories you're allowed to write, and who's allowed to read it? It is dangerous, and it's a real threat to our freedom.
Now, let me kind of go back to what he began with, and that's taking on the big tech. Big tech, as she pointed out, has billions upon billions of dollars. And I'm a big student of history. And if you go back to the robber barons and the Commodores and the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers and the Fords and the J.P. Morgans and Chases and people like that, they basically use their power and influence to control economies and people. For example, most people do not realize that something that Vanderbilt did is he controlled the railroad, and he stopped trains from entering into the city of New York, which is how they got all their food, basically, unless it came over by ship. He stopped them and basically was holding them hostage so they would build the Grand Central Station, other things that they needed. They got involved in the 1896 presidential campaign because they hated William Jennings Bryan. There's a great thing on the History Channel talking about how they gave everything they could to defeat William Jennings Bryan because they knew he was going to break up the monopolies, and they did not want that. And it was one of the first times the robber barons came together as a group and had a shared common interest, that Carnegie and people like that were willing to be with people that they normally wouldn't, who they dominated all their industries. And you had the car industry dominated, the oil industry, the steel industry dominated, the train industry. And these robber barons really controlled. Now, if you think about Twitter and Google and Facebook, these guys are basically the same thing. They're the robber barons. And they have a political ideology just like Rockefeller did, and just like Ford and just like Carnegie did, and they're imposing that on the public. And that's what they were doing. Now, Rockefeller was very, very smart. What he did, he was being maligned in the press, and they were buying newspapers as fast as they possibly could. There were some that were not for sale. But Rockefeller was very smart. What he started doing is giving away his money. He didn't want the government to take it, so he started giving it away. And he would just do these philanthropic things that were just phenomenal, which is how you come up with the Rockefeller Center and different things like that. But these guys are in those same positions. And I hope somebody will go back in history and look at what was done wrong in breaking up Standard Oil and some of these other things, that you actually, in a way, made them stronger in a different way. They weren't all centric powerful. They were sub-centric powerful. In other words, they had basically built this network that they owned it from top to bottom. It wasn't just the oil. It was everything. So I hope they're very, very smart about this and how they do it. It's a fascinating piece of history from that 1880 to 1920 time frame into the Great Depression and the stock market crash of 1929. History Channel does a great piece on this, Who Built America, but it's something I've been reading about for decades. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we have so much more right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Franklin says a political malpractice poster calls Trump campaign worst he's ever seen. Got it wrong in 2016, I think he's going to get it wrong in 2020. These posters think too much nationally, and they're not thinking the electoral map and what's happening in these states that Trump is going to now. Because what Frank Luntz said is, I wouldn't say a thing about Biden. I'd say it all about the economy. And a lot of people, Carl Rove, is saying that. A lot of the kind of the institutional people are saying that. I think they're dead wrong. I think it's a combination of things. Let me go to Tom Del Baccaro, who's an author, and he is going to be talking about the vaccine coming out in New York, New Jersey, and California has said, no, wait a minute now. You get a vaccine, we're going to do our own testing.
Vaccine plan will move at the speed of trust. We don't take anyone's word for it. We will do our own independently reviewed process with our world-class experts.
California Governor Gavin Newsom echoing New York's Andrew Cuomo, saying he won't accept an FDA-approved coronavirus vaccine until it is reviewed by his own experts. Joining me live, former chairman of the California Republican Party, Tom Del Baccaro. Tom, thanks for being here.
Hey, welcome to California. No Disney, no singing, and no common sense, as you just read, as if California has its own FDA.
Right. Okay, well, let's take a look at what the FDA has to say on the vaccine development. This reads, quote, "We are committed to expediting the development of COVID-19 vaccines, but not at the expense of sound science and decision making. We will not jeopardize the public's trust in our science-based independent review of these or any vaccines. There's too much at stake." So with that being said, are these governors justified in doing what they say they're going to do?
Of course not. It's not on the Trump presidential schedule when the vaccine comes out. It's the FDA's schedule. And this is pure party line. And the rubber meets the road when the vaccine is released, I don't know, in Alabama and in the central part of the country. And are these governors really going to deny their people the vaccine? We'll have to see.
But it's so typical that these Dem states are basically going to try to stare Trump down. Particularly, I think, if Trump wins and he gets a vaccine and things are looking good and he's straightening things out, I think these guys are going to dig themselves a big old hole and dig their heels in. Now he's going to be talking about key swing states, Florida and other ones. Listen in.
So you have a new op-ed on FoxNews.com, and it highlights the 10 tea leaves that you say indicate President Trump will win re-election. Everyone can go on and take a look at all of them. In the meantime, I want you, as we take a look at this poll here with the President Trump, with President Trump up 56% compared to Joe Biden 40% for 2020 predictions, what is your biggest takeaway from this op-ed that you wrote?
Well, people need to realize we don't elect presidents with national polls. We elect them with state polls. Mm-hmm. And the voter registration in the big states that matter, Pennsylvania and Florida, has moved decidedly in the president's favor, where they picked up voter registration of 200,000 in Pennsylvania. And if you newly register, you're 90% chance you're going to vote. He won Pennsylvania last time. He won Florida last time. So for these polls that are pushing that Biden's doing better in these states, it just makes no sense compared to actual data.
Yeah, it is interesting. Aside from Pennsylvania and Florida, what other state, if you had to pick a third, are you watching right now?
Well, definitely Michigan, and you can look to the early voting there. The Democrats were supposed to have a big lead in early voting, but in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ohio, it hasn't been. It's been tied. And that leads to my big point here is most Americans, 56%, say they're better off than 4 years ago. That's way more than it was when Obama got reelected at 47 or at Bush at 46. and 56% think Trump's going to win. That's a true indicator. Why would people support Biden but think Trump's going to win? That's the hidden vote. So look, in October 25th, 2016, they said Hillary was up 14. Yeah. I don't remember President Hillary. I don't see Joe Biden at this point winning these big states because he's fading, he's hidden on the trail, and the movement is towards Trump.
And the key is, if Trump is going into those states, he is moving the needle on it because the local media is covering it so strong and the turnout is so big. And when Biden shows up, he is just a little blip on the radar there, and it's not getting much, and it doesn't look that good. It doesn't look exciting. He doesn't look virile. He doesn't really, all he does is criticize Trump. Trump is sitting there now. He is beating up on the laptop and the Biden crime family thing, which I'm not sure if I wouldn't come up with a different terminology for that, but he is doing it right, and that is making the difference. And watch where he starts going, and watch him doubling and tripling down on events in a state where he owns the media for a period of time, leaves, goes to another state, owns the media, and then comes back to that state. Be interesting to see how many more times he goes to Pennsylvania. That Erie, Pennsylvania event was really good. I was very impressed with it. Nobody, and let me tell you how I know when you have a good event, when Joe Scarborough doesn't talk about it. When he does talk about it, then he's going to find something wrong with it, but they did not even mention that. They knew that that video was a winning combination. He needs to do that everywhere. The other place he needs to do it is at the White House. He needs to do some of those screen, the big screens they had for COVID-19 things, and play some stuff for some folks out there, particularly if they're independent or he can isolate a group. I think it's going to be, could be big. Another thing I understand is look for a really big push towards Black African-American voters. That is going to be a national event that he may do at the White House or in Washington, D.C., or with a group of people, that really emphasizes African-Americans doing well in the Trump economy. And that's one of the big things, is that the unemployment went down tremendously up until the March and when we got to the shutdown. But the coming back is still good. They're trying to throw numbers out. Well, they're not coming back as strong. They got hurt worse, but they are coming back stronger than other voting groups, and Hispanics are off the chart. Let me see. Let me try to fit in. Let's see. I got 2 minutes. Eric, this was not a surprise to me. There was a ballot box that somebody burned in L.A. County. And when they started doing these ballot boxes, I was going like, somebody's going to go destroy this thing. Listen to this story.
About 2 weeks before Election Day comes a troubling attack in Los Angeles. A ballot box was set on fire over the weekend, burning dozens of ballots. Law enforcement now stepping up efforts to safeguard mail-in voting sites around the country. Senior correspondent Eric Shawn live for us in New York on this. And Eric, what do we know exactly?
Now, an arson investigation underway in Los Angeles after someone apparently set fire to a ballot box there. One of the state's official boxes where voters can pop in their vote was left smoldering overnight after it was destroyed by a fire on Sunday in the Baldwin Park neighborhood of Los Angeles. Officials say up to 100 ballots inside were blackened and charred. That attack comes after elections officials decided to allow the state Republican Party to place GOP ballot boxes on the streets. This is apparently not one of them. Investigators say someone lit a newspaper and threw it into the slot of the drop box and burned the ballots. They are sending new ballots to those voters whose votes, though, were destroyed.
The recorder has determined whose ballot was actually in this drop box that was damaged, and they are immediately resending everyone a new ballot for them to fill out and try again.
That means those votes will be saved.
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, heading top of the hour break. Final hour of the Dan Moore Show coming up next.
Dan Morris Show.